Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. As the gentleman told you, Chris and Rob are out. Rob will be back tomorrow. I'm Aaron Torres, joined by TJ Houshmandzadeh. TJ, 2 hours in the books, man. Flying by.
They say time flies when you're having fun.
Okay. You have a good time?
Always.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we opened the show. By the way, if you missed any of this show, go back and download the podcast, the Odd Couple podcast on Fox Sports Radio. We opened the show talking a little bit about America's favorite former fourth string tight end, Tim Tebow. Former Jacksonville Jaguar now. He was released on Tuesday morning by the Jacksonville Jaguars, essentially ending his NFL career, frankly, probably his professional sports career. As I asked our guest in hour one, I didn't know if there was any candlelight vigils across Jacksonville or, a moment of silence at anything going on in the city. But Tim Tebow appears to basically be done as a professional athlete. And kind of a fascinating history, fascinating background, and fascinating, legacy, if you want to call it legacy, as an athlete, an iconic college football player, wins a Heisman Trophy, 2 national championships. But then he gets to the NFL, and he obviously had great success early with the Denver Broncos. At the same time, they move on. They take Peyton Manning, eventually win a Super Bowl with him. Tim Tebow never starts another game as an NFL quarterback, plays some baseball, comes back, tries to make it as a tight end. Unfortunately, that did not work out as he was cut today. So, TJ, as we look back, I think the conversation about should he have gotten the shot, that's over with. It's done. He got the shot. He made the most of it to his credit, but he isn't one of the 53 best guys in the locker room. Urban Meyer established that today. When you look back on Tim Tebow as a professional athlete, you could do just NFL. You could talk about his entire career, whatever you want. What do you think you'll remember about Tim Tebow 10, 15 years from now?
I'm going to just remember that one game, man, when he went crazy at halftime and we'll never lose again. And that speech when he was at the University of Florida.
Yep.
And I remember it because one of my teammates, Lewis Murphy, was in the background eating up every word that Tebow was saying.
Okay.
And so Tebow was a leader of men. It's just that simple, man. And some guys have it and some guys, they just don't. He had that. He had that quality where grown men hung on to what he said. Why is that the case? I don't know, but he had that quality. He didn't have the quality to be a great quarterback. That's okay because you're not defined by playing a sport. He impacted people. People cared for him. He cared for people. And I don't know Tim Tebow, but he seems like he's a great person. I wish him nothing but the best. Everybody can't play professional sports at the highest level. It's just, it's not in the cards for everybody. But what's in the cards for him, he did, and he did it very well.
Well, and that's something that I think is easy to forget on a day like today, is because he was so hyped, because for whatever reason he is so divisive, I think there's a lot of people that sit back and, oh, total bust, total failure. And it's like, first of all, the guy won a playoff game, won a division. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks that have never won a playoff game in their careers. Obviously, again, a college football icon. But I just look at the fact that exactly what you just said, not everyone can come in the league and have a 15-year career quarterback in the same way that not everybody can come in the NFL and have an 8, 9, 10, 11-year career like you did at the wide receiver position. There's injuries, there's outside variables, and I'm not blaming injuries for Tim Tebow. It obviously wasn't the reason. He just wasn't good enough. But he achieved more in athletics than I think, you know, not even I think, I know 99% of people did. And on top of that, it's easy to say, well, you know, he was a college football. Well, guess what? Johnny Manziel was a college football icon, never accomplished half of what Tebow did in the NFL. You know, no disrespect to a guy that works with us here at Fox, Matt Leinart, same deal. Great college football player, Heisman Trophy winner. He didn't accomplish what Tebow did. And so I think it's so easy on a day like, oh, he's a bust. Oh, he should have never gotten this chance. Oh, he got lucky with the Broncos. And it's like, the dude did a lot. Now, did he do as much as we maybe thought he was going to do when he was at Florida? Probably not. But at the same time, we need to appreciate that, as you said, great leader of men, great character. The people that know him respect him. And at the end of the day, you can criticize a lot. He did more than most in the National Football League.
Just look at the amount of kids that play high school football. Less than 1% make it on the National Football League roster. He was part of that less than 1%.
Sure.
And so say what you say. When you're part of a group that's less than 1%.
Yes.
That's a fraternity to be very proud of.
There's no doubt about it, and that is exactly my point, is I just think that it's easy on a day like today to just sit here, oh, he's this. No, he was an iconic college football player. It did not work out at the NFL level, at the highest level, but it doesn't mean that we got to tear the guy down because he wasn't what we thought. Nice little transition to what I also want to talk to you about, TJ. Obviously, Tim Tebow, as I've said two or three times now, a college football icon, and we are now living in the world where a player of Tim Tebow's stature when he was at Florida, he could now be making 6-7 figures as a college football player if Tim Tebow was still in Gainesville right now. And it was interesting because this name, image, likeness stuff came out on July 1st, and I think everybody knows the deal, but essentially college athletes starting on July 1st could sign some endorsement contracts. And so we're now 6-7 weeks removed from that July 1st date, and we're starting to get some details on what the endorsements are, how much guys are making, all that kind of stuff. And so Opendoors, which handles a lot of these contracts for these colleges, they put out some interesting data today that shows just where the money's going, how it's being spent, etc. According to Opendoors, 88% of all name, image, likeness deals in the month of July were done via social media. So in other words, somebody posts something on their Instagram, their Twitter, TikTok, and they get paid for it. Nearly 80% of that money also went to football players, which is not surprising given that Nick Saban has said that Bryce Young, his starting quarterback this year, could make upwards of $1 million before the season's done. Ohio State has a freshman quarterback named Quinn Ewers who reclassified specifically to make name, image, likeness money. Some believe it will be upwards of 7 figures as well. So when you see this data, 88% of name, image, likeness deals so far come from the social media space. 80% or so have gone to football players specifically. Does anything about it surprise you, TJ?
No, not at all. football is the sport. You know, basketball, they make all the money, and they're very noticeable because they don't wear a helmet. But football is the sport. It's America's game, really, to be honest with you. Everybody has played it for the most part growing up. You can't say that with all the other sports as baseball and basketball. But this NIL thing is crazy, man. You bring up Quinn Ewers, like, he's not even going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State.
I know. So
he's going to sit the bench for 2 years. He'll sit the bench for 2 years because he's not going to beat out C.J. Stroud. He'll sit the bench for 2 years. What is going on in high school football in Texas to where he can't capitalize on himself? They basically forced a high school kid to leave school early because they wouldn't allow him to market and capitalize on himself. Makes no sense.
So I want to ask you that, because first of all, I'm not surprised by the data either. 80% of the money going to football players. And I've actually found that the name, image, likeness conversation has gone in a direction that I don't think a lot of us anticipated, where in one sense, yes, a lot of it is going to the quarterbacks, the super high profile players, but we've seen time after time after time of players very publicly saying, you know, yeah, I may be fortunate enough to make some money, but I'm going to share it with the locker room. You know, Derek King, the quarterback at Miami, has said, no different than an NFL quarterback takes care of his O-line, I plan on doing the same for my guys up front. You know, JT Daniels today signed a deal with Zaxby's, who's, of course, the prominent restaurant down south, and he said some of this is going back in the locker room to my guys. Kind of a two-part question, TJ. You know, the NFL, we kind of understand that the quarterbacks are basically in a different stratosphere than everybody else in terms of money-making potential. Will that be problematic in a locker room at the college level? Because it feels as though that is where we're headed. But again, like I said, credit to a lot of these young guys that are learning from the guys in the NFL and saying, you know what, I got to take care of my wide receivers, my running backs, my tight ends, my O-line, whoever. It's been a talking point. I haven't seen it become an issue yet. Do you worry at all about one guy making all the money while everybody else is kind of scraping nickels together?
That's the world we live in.
Yep.
Like, that happens. Like, if you want to get what he's getting, play better. It's just that simple. If you want that, play better. You might not get it, but you can get something. Play better. But the fact that the quarterbacks are considering their teammates and how they may or may not feel, that's why they're quarterbacks, man. They're leaders, and they know, like, I don't want to get all of this, because ultimately it's a team game. They don't block, I can't complete a pass. My guys don't catch, I can't complete a pass. And so we need all 11 working in the same direction. And so Derek King, JT Daniels, smart men.
What about Quinn Ewers? You brought that up a minute ago, and that's what's most interesting to me, is that sounds like you might know CJ Stroud a little bit. He's a SoCal kid. You know, if you
have do.
Well, first of all, give America. I know we got a lot of listeners in Columbus. Give us a scouting report on him, because I'm fascinated. Who's the projected starting quarterback? Baller? Next in
stud.
Line?
Yeah. Man, dude is unreal. So was it last summer? Was COVID, right? Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, so last summer, when COVID hit, we were working out. A bunch of college guys, NFL guys, high school guys. And he started to come out with us. And I said, who is this dude? Like, I'm not even going to put names out there, but he was throwing the ball better than guys that get paid to do it. Like,
wow.
Accurately.
Hmm.
Very accurate. We're going full-fledged 7-on-7 and stuff, man. And he's reading, we're like, okay, single high, we're going to look here. Two high, we're going to look here. These are the route combinations. And, dude, he was fantastic. He's big. He has a cannon. He can run. He's super accurate. Quinn Ewers ain't beating him out.
Well, and that was going to be my question. Do you foresee that being a problem in the locker room? I mean, it's one thing if you're Johnny Manziel, if you're Derek King, if you're Matt Leinart, if you're Tim Tebow, established star quarterback helping win games. If this guy is the third or fourth string quarterback that just showed up on campus, do you foresee that part of NIL being a problem?
It is what it is. I mean, he's one of the top high school players in the country. That's what happens, and that's good for him. And again, if you want to be in that position, I don't grant it that the kid can't play. Put the work in that he put in his entire life to get to this point. Like, he just didn't get good. Him and his parents put the work in. The parents supplied him with the resources, and he had to put the work in, and that's what he did. Don't complain about it. Go put that work in. It's just that simple. If the good, it's a great thing about America, man. Anything that you want, if you're willing to work for it, you damn near can be it. You just got to be willing to work for it. And so that's what he did. If it causes a problem, that's a personal problem with whomever that causes a problem with. Go put the work in if you want to reap the benefits of what he's about to get.
Love it. Love it. It is a new world in college football and college athletics right now. As the numbers indicate, 80% of NIL money is going to football players. And a lot of guys getting paid, getting taken care of at the college level. One guy definitely got taken care of at the NBA level today. But was it the right decision? We'll discuss that next. This is The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres alongside TJ Houshmandzadeh, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Christina Milian, wow. She was my girl back in the day. Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. Tootsie's Tuesday. Christina Milian. This isn't a throwback Thursday. This is Tootsie's Tuesday, baby. TJ, you remember this song, right? This is my jam back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
I wouldn't say it was my jam, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, this was like right. This had to be like late. You must have been in college, early NFL days. Just beat the Steelers. Put this one on in the locker room.
Nah, they wouldn't go for that.
No,
not in the locker room. They're not going for that. Nah.
All right, I'm trying to figure out when this song came out, but we have more pressing issues to get to. Again, this is The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about college athletes getting paid. We all are in favor of it. I don't really know anybody that's still really fighting that thing, especially when we see that most guys and girls really aren't making all that much. And as TJ referenced, you know, if you want to get more money, earn it. And one guy that, you know, some people in the NBA would say has or has not earned it is a guy named Joel Embiid, who was in the news. He signed a 4-year extension earlier today, $196 million, fully guaranteed. And it's obviously worth noting it is an extension on his existing contract. This will not kick in until the 2023-2024 season, which is relevant because it means that it will go through the 2026-2027 season when Joel Embiid is 33 years old. Barely stay healthy here at 27-28, but TJ, have any problem with Joel Embiid getting close to $200 million in an extension on Tuesday?
I don't. He's the best player on that team. And if they want to keep him happy, they have to act accordingly. That's basically what the NBA has become. You sign your best player to a max extension, even though he has a couple years left on his deal. That's just the way of showing him we want you here long term. I'm sure they have insurance on a contract. But, yeah, it pays to be a superstar in the NBA, that's for sure.
Well, and I think it does a couple things. One, it shows him how much you respect him, appreciate him. Two, it just keeps you out of the headlines. I mean, what is the number one draw in a normal offseason when the NBA Finals ends in June? What do we talk about? This guy's a free agent. Where he's going? This guy's contract is up a year from now. I mean, we try to start talking about Giannis 18 months before he was a free agent. And credit to Giannis for basically saying, this is where I want to be. Let me sign this extension. And so for Joel Embiid, it's much the same. I will say, you know, they tried to put this out of, oh, he hasn't missed more than 11 games in a row in a couple years now. Well, he did miss 22 games in the regular season last year, 2019-2020, 21 games in 21-22. And so it's not as though he has not stayed healthy. And so I think that's where a lot of people got a little, you know, raised the eyebrow. Nobody's saying he isn't one of the 5 to 10 most talented players in the NBA when he's on the floor. It's just a matter of how much he's going to be on the floor. And I think that's where a lot of people said, I'm not saying you don't give him the contract because you have to, because that's how the NBA works. But this contract, I mean, it could look bad at any point with the way Joel Embiid sometimes goes down, but it could look especially bad when he's 31, 32, 33, and you're paying him close to $50 million a year.
And they know what they're getting themselves into. It is what it is, right? And so he has bad knees. He's been injured. but they feel they need to do this to solidify any other free agents that may be considering coming, any trade targets, whomever it may be. But you sign a contract, it's guaranteed. So to me, it's a no-brainer for Embiid. These owners in the NBA, if they're able to pay these type of salaries, imagine what they're making.
It's a great point.
And imagine. Think about that. You don't pay one guy $50 million a year. 1 year. Imagine what you must be making to be able to do that.
Well, and what I would say, too, and part of how much you're making as an organization comes into the fact that the Sixers were good this year. And I think, like, one thing that's...
And he was by far and away their best player. Wasn't even close.
We were talking about him as an MVP candidate this year. And so that was what kind of stood out to me. You know, obviously, us not coming on until 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, we had time to kind of see how other people reacted and all that stuff. But one thing, you know, it's easy to look at the games missed. But what I look at is the fact that they were the number one seed in the East. And I'm sorry, Ben Simmons, who's another conversation for another day. You and I are filling in later this week, TJ. Maybe we'll get to Ben Simmons. Maybe he'll be traded at that point. I mean, if Ben Simmons shows up at all in Game 7 or really at any point in the Eastern Conference semifinals against Atlanta, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals with home court advantage playing for the NBA Finals. And so I look at this Joel Embiid contract, and I know it's easy to pick apart. Well, he didn't play this many, this whatever. He was an MVP candidate for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. He is the cornerstone of this organization. He is, by all accounts, beloved by everybody. You know, teammates respect him. Teammates like him. The fans like him. Ownership likes him. Coaching staff likes him. I know it's easy to look at the injuries, but I think you also have to look at the other part either. They were a blown 20-point lead away from making the Eastern Conference Finals with home court advantage, maybe make the NBA Finals, and he is the single biggest reason why.
Aside from Kevin Durant, is there a better offensive player in the National Basketball Association? Aside from Kevin Durant, when I can't sit here and say with a straight face that, oh, yeah, he's a better offensive player than Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid gets buckets whenever he wants them. Like, he's that talented offensively.
I was going to yeah.
It's hard. I mean, and I say Durant just because Durant is a seven-footer that can get his buckets at any point. At any point of the – he get in inside the paint. He can get it mid-range. He can get it from three. Kevin Durant can score from anywhere. Joel Embiid damn near can do the same thing without the handle of Kevin Durant. But what's the going price now in the NBA? And he's the first domino to get that. And it will be plenty more coming behind him getting the same thing. And that's just what they do in the NBA. And that's why if you can make it to the NBA, man, go make it to the NBA because they paying you and they paying you well.
Well, and you and I were talking before the show. This is not the first contract that might look bad by the end. John Wall slated to be one of the highest paid players in the NBA this coming season. This is Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres alongside TJ Houshmandzadeh. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report, limitations may apply. Coming up, former NBA champion B.J. Armstrong joins us to weigh in on Joel Embiid and everything else across the NBA. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Kiss of Death checks in. Christina Milian's classic Dip It Low dropped in 2004. So... You
Man.
Were rookie first year?
Nah, heck, that was my fourth year.
Wow. Okay, so not in the locker room, though. Marvin Lewis was not having that?
Nah, it wasn't Marvin Lewis. It was the players. They wasn't listening to that. They was probably listening to some Jeezy back then. Okay. That's all that was getting played. Jeezy, and we listened to some Lynyrd Skynyrd here and there.
Okay. All right, yeah. Got to keep the linemen happy.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, they throw some. Actually, what Chad would throw on a Lynyrd Skynyrd sometimes more than a lineman, to be honest with you.
Chad Ochocinco is a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Yep, he would throw some Lynyrd Skynyrd on, man. No lie. That's how I know who it is.
Wow. That is, out of all the Chad Ochocinco bingo that we could have played, I don't think I would have come up with Leonard Skinner on that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So it's funny. We've spent so much time talking about just the locker room and everything to do with, you know, with Tebow retiring and with the negatives and the positives. You know, Tebow retiring, obviously, I think he came back because he missed that locker room. The vaccination on the negative side. Sounds like you still got some great memories of the locker room, my man. I mean, I know you've been out for a few years now, but it sounds like you still got a lot of great memories.
That's what makes it fun. Yep. And that's what you miss more than anything is the fact that the BS and in the locker room, the fun you have and just the camaraderie, you don't get that back. That's the part you missed. You're a grown man, but we act like kids so much, man, when it comes to that locker room and just playing pranks on people and having fun. You miss that part of it more than anything else.
And I do think that was a big part of why, you know, Tebow wanted to come. I mean, obviously he wants to play all that stuff, but I get it. You know, you miss that locker room, that camaraderie. Do want to switch gears really quick. We were just talking Joel Embiid. We did get a little bit more NBA news today as the NBA Christmas Day slate was dropped. And we got some juicy matchups, assuming everybody's healthy and everybody can play. The headliner, of course, is the Brooklyn Nets against the Los Angeles Lakers. Trae Young will return to Madison Square Garden. The Bucks hosting the Boston Celtics among the signature games. I know it's a long way away, TJ, but look, I think you're a Lakers fan. Hopefully we get a fully healthy Brooklyn Nets against a fully healthy Los Angeles Lakers. I think that could be a really fun matchup on Christmas Day.
On paper, all the games seem to be pretty good. They seem to be like they're going to be some competitive games. There's only one game I don't want to be the competitive. I just want the Lakers to steamroll the Nets. Outside of that, I want competitive games.
Well, I'll tell you this. Your newest point guard transaction, you think that guy's not going to come in with a chip on his shoulder playing Brooklyn with his former teammate there from OKC?
That's going to be fun. We can match up with anybody. As long as we stay healthy, we match up with anyone.
Very good. Well, very curious to hear BJ Armstrong's thoughts, three-time NBA champ, co-host of the Pushing It Through podcast. BJ Armstrong joining the Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres alongside TJ Houshmandzadeh. BJ, how you doing tonight, my man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I can't complain. And, just catching a little, getting my NBA fix with the Summer League.
Well, I was going to say, you know, NBA does a good job, like the NFL, of creating headlines here in the middle of the summer. Have you had a chance to look at the Christmas Day slate? I mean, most notably, Brooklyn at Los Angeles Lakers, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's the signature game. Assuming everyone's healthy, that's going to be about as good as it gets, my man.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting and interesting to see how they put that together. So I think that Brooklyn, L.A. is – you have definitely the stars out there. You have two fabulous markets, and should make for good entertainment during the holiday season.
BJ, this has nothing to do with what we just discussed, but I know you used to be an agent. Please explain to me what the hell was Dennis Schroeder and his representation doing. Please.
Well, in that business, in this world, you know, you gotta, you know, without knowing all of the details, right? Whether or not actually an offer was put on the table, like it was reported, with the Los Angeles Lakers. And look, a lot of things were reported, but you know, you don't never know the facts until you can actually, you know, peek behind the curtain. So, it appears to be what was reported that you know the Lakers, you know, offered him a deal, and he elected not to take it. But who knows whether that's true or not. I think, you know, the market will dictate, you know, what your value is. You know, sometimes you go to the market and you may predict it right. Sometimes you go to the market and you may be wrong. And in this case, if what was said was reported, then clearly, you know, we can all look at it and say it was a miscalculation. But who knows what? You know, who knows what was, what's true and what's false? But certainly here, it looked like the market here was dictated. And in the end, he ended up going to the Celtics, I believe, on a one-year deal.
BJ Armstrong, three-time NBA champion, joining the Odd Couple, Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Speaking of the agent game, this is something I was going to ask you anyway, but TJ kind of set me up here. How about the Ben Simmons situation? Because I understand the idea of an Anthony Davis wanting out of New Orleans, a Carmelo Anthony wanting out of Denver, but the Sixers were a blown 20-point lead away from making the Eastern Conference Finals, and it was basically because of Ben Simmons. I mean, what do you make of this idea, whether he's publicly or privately demanded a trade? It's clear he doesn't want to go back. Did you ever have to kind of smack one of your clients and say, man, like, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror, because this is one where I'm not saying it's 0% the Sixers' fault for how they've handled certain things publicly, but at the same time, a lot of Ben Simmons' struggles have directly to do with Ben Simmons.
Well, yeah, I can definitely see where, you know, that narrative would come from. You know, again, we're looking at it and we're saying we see an incredibly talented player. We see a kid who's 6'10", who has gifts. He's a very gifted player. He can run, he can pass, he can rebound. He's an elite defender. And you're saying once he puts it all together at some point here with his shooting and becoming a consistent shooter for whatever distance he, you know, ends up being without his career, you're seeing, you know, without question, an elite player in the NBA who would affect the bottom line, which is winning and losing. However, you know, when he loses and when he played, especially in a big time moment like that in the playoffs, clearly it's going to fall on the best players. And that this year was Ben Simmons. So I think what we're all saying is we see his talent, and if he reaches his potential, you know, you're talking about an elite player in the NBA. You're talking about one of the best players who could potentially carry a team on his back. And right now everyone is saying what he could be, because we see the potential and we want him to be something that maybe he's not ready to be right now, or better yet, maybe he never will reach there. So to me, here's a challenge for him. Here's a challenge. Either he's going to accept the challenge or he's going to never be the player that his true potential matches when you watch him play. Because, you know, with a player that can do the things that he's doing on the floor naturally, I mean, these are natural gifts. You're saying this could be one of the true special players in the NBA. And I think that's what we as the fans are looking at. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened for him. We know he has a great coach in Doc Rivers. They looked like they had, you know, at least a chance to win this series, and it just slipped away from them. And then the easy target right now is Ben Simmons.
BJ, out of all the young players in the NBA, if you were an NBA general manager, any player under the age of 25, who would you start your team with?
I believe Giannis is like 25, right? Is he 25? Or I believe, no, Giannis to me is without question the most impactful player on both sides of the ball, and what he does, he impacts winning. You know, there are a lot of young players who are exciting to watch. You know, you can talk about Trae Young, you can talk about Luka Doncic, and there's a host of other young players in the league. But when you say impactful player, a player who can carry a team and be impactful on both sides of the ball at an elite level against anyone in the league, is without question, it's Giannis. Giannis is, you know, his leadership now is growing to an elite level. You know, they say he can't shoot, but he's a phenomenal, phenomenal scorer.
But and Giannis, he's 26, though, BJ.
Okay, he's 26? Okay. all right, I'm glad we looked that up. You say 25 and under. Who would I pick right now?
Giannis, you know, is close enough. I mean, 25, 26, you can't go wrong. I'm with you.
I think the obvious would be Luka. You know, I think he's the obvious player. But I think the player here that probably intrigues me more than anyone right now is probably this kid, Evan Mobley, that's just coming into the league.
From USC.
He's very, very intriguing to me. He's 7'1", and I'm seeing a kid that has the same – fundamental base that I saw when I saw a young Tim Duncan at the same age. And this kid is very intriguing to me. So I'm going to say him. We're probably going to have to wait on him to be that player. But if you said who is the most intriguing player to me, who catches my eye and my attention, when I first saw Evan Mobley, I said, that could be Tim Duncan, maybe better. Because he is, you know, he's 7'1", he's athletic, he has great hands, great skill set. I really find him very intriguing as a young player.
He's BJ Armstrong, three-time NBA champion, co-host of the Pushing It Through podcast. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at BJ Armstrong. BJ, thank you for the time, my man. We appreciate you.
Always, thank you, my man.
That was B.J. Armstrong, three-time NBA champ. Coming up, it is time for you to weigh in. What has you fired up in sports? It's Trash Talking Tuesday. We want to hear from you. 1-877-99 on Fox. 1-877-996-6369. I'm Aaron Torres alongside TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I am Aaron Torres, joined by TJ Houshmandzadeh, Rob and Chris off this evening. Rob will be back tomorrow, but today It is not only Tootsie's Tuesday, which is just a Torres and Hushmanzada thing. It is also Trash Talking Tuesday. We want to hear from you. You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Feel free to chime in. 1-877-99 on Fox. 1-877-996-6369. Want to start with Max in California. Max, this is the Odd Couple. Aaron Torres, TJ Hushmanzada. Who are you trashing tonight?
What's up, my guys? I wish I was in Cali. I'm in Georgia.
I'm getting old.
I'm trashing Naomi Osaka. You got to stop and be honest with yourself, Naomi. Stop only being in pursuit of the gold star and be content with being the lesson plan, too. Help others know you so they can relate to you. You're never alone. Everybody in the world, especially today, is going through it. You've acquired fame, wealth, and opportunities many would die to obtain. Stop and humble yourself. Talk to the accountability mirror. You got to surround yourself with people who will tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. You're a supreme athlete, so train your mind as hard as you train your body, and the rest will fall into place. I appreciate that.
Max in Georgia coming out hot. TJ, real quick, mental health, we all take it very seriously. My wife works in the mental health space. It's just such a different conversation than even from when you played 4, 5, 6 years ago.
You can't argue when somebody brings up mental health. You don't debate it because you just don't know.
Sure.
And to me, we've never seen anyone complain about mental health when they're winning. It's always when they're losing or things aren't going well. And so maybe that will be a reprieve where, hey, somebody's winning a game and they're up. So, you know what? I'm just not feeling good. My mental health isn't where it needs to be. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take this loss and we're up. But you just – we were taught growing up in sports, man. That was – you just fight through everything.
Sure.
You deal with it. That was a sign of dealing with adversity and how to handle adversity. But it's just a different day and age now. And – that's just me, and that's how I would handle it. And everybody will handle things differently, but you got to give credit to Osaka and Simone Biles, because when they come out and say the things that they said, they knew the scrutiny that was going to be placed upon them, and that takes so much strength to do that, knowing there's going to be a lot of people in your corner, but there's also going to be a lot of people that's not in your corner. It's not easy to do.
Chris in New York, it's Trash Talking Tuesday. You just got a few seconds, Chris. Who are you trashing tonight?
I'm trashing Urban Meyer for cutting Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow hasn't played football in over 10 years, or a little under that, actually. But he's not that bad. He just needs a little extra training. And Urban Meyer doesn't want to put that effort into making Tim Tebow that good of a player, and Urban Meyer wants Tim Tebow to be more of a blocker, not a wide receiver.
Chris, we got a roll. That might have been the greatest call in the history of Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, I got to let you know something. Urban didn't cut him. Tebow got himself cut.
Tebow got himself cut with a lot of what happened. Chris coming in hot from New York on Urban Meyer. This is The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres. He is TJ Hushmanzada. We got to get out of here. Want to thank the crew. Chris, who can't even keep himself composed back there after that intense call. Chris is on the boards. Rob Guerra, Brian Fenley with the updates. This is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker will be back tomorrow. TJ Hushmanzada, man, love working with you. Truly appreciate the time. We got to get out of here. I appreciate you, TJ.
Yes, sir.
This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. As I said, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard out. Aaron Torres, TJ Hushmanzada in. Rob back tomorrow. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon coming up. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!